27 miles from here is where the explosion took place.
Michael Swickard stands on his family ranch in Oscuro, New Mexico, pointing at the hilltop where his grandfather saw the mushroom cloud appear on July 16th, 1945.
And all of a sudden, right over there to the west, it all lights up.
These views of the most concentrated release of explosive energy in the history of mankind.
Over there is the former bombing range where Los Alamos National Labs, home of the Manhattan Project, conducted the world's first nuclear test in preparation for the attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki that took place 70 years ago. It was called the Trinity Test. Marking the anniversary with a speech on the Senate floor, New Mexico Senator Tom Udall reminded his congressional colleagues of the toll that being the first ground zero took on this state.
For our nation, it was the beginning of the nuclear age. For the residents of the Tularosa Basin, it was also the beginning of great suffering, of generations of cancer and chronic illnesses. The fallout killed cattle, poisoned water and food and the air. The damage was done.
Back in Tularosa, residents still complain no one was warned in advance about what problems the massive radiation exposure could cause.
Seems like they should have told us to stay indoors that day.
Tularosa Mayor Ray Cordova says 7 decades on, no one has yet told them what the consequences of the test might be, much less tried to rectify any environmental damage.
They didn't tell us how to protect ourselves. They haven't yet. So we go along with our lives and people are dying and dying and dying.
Dying of cancer mostly, and other complications from radiation poisoning, at rates many Tularosa residents believe are much higher than the rest of the state and nation because of their proximity to the blast site, less than 100 kilometers away. But they can't prove it, since no comprehensive tests and follow-up tests have ever been made. Some authorities, including the New Mexico Tumor Registry, insist cancer rates are not higher there than anywhere else. Dr. Maureen Merritt is the founder of the New Mexico Alliance of Nuclear Worker Advocates, who works with radiation exposure victims in seeking compensation. She believes data on cancer rates in New Mexico has not been compiled diligently enough.
And it's hard to pin down, and I'm a scientist and a physician. And so when I look at all these various data and these articles and different quotes, I try to be objective about it. But I definitely get the feeling that things are being downplayed all the time, even 70 years later. And why that is, I'd like to know.
Merritt says she plans to spearhead further research to explain what she firmly believes is a higher incidence of deadly illnesses around the test site. She'd like to see more information gathered from people who were actually in the blast periphery at the time or living there for long periods, not simply anyone there at the time of the survey. Merritt also notes cultural factors in New Mexico affect the figures, as the very rural population perhaps didn't even seek medical care because of a lack of insurance, a lack of money, distance to the nearest doctor, even a strong religious belief that this was simply what God intended for them. Just last year, the National Cancer Institute announced it's launching the first comprehensive study on the health effects of the Trinity blast. Using current data, they will try to reconstruct what radiation levels might have been back in 1945. But back on his ranch, Michael Swickard remains skeptical, saying this should have been investigated long ago.
Why don't we know? Because the government doesn't care. They care if I eat salt. They care if I eat sugar. They care if I eat fat. And they don't care if I eat plutonium and all those other byproducts.
Publicly available documents collected from Los Alamos Labs' own files reveal scientists did know in advance that local residents would likely be exposed to internal radiation doses that could pose significant health risks. There are lists of measurements of radiation samples taken in every direction in the hours after the blast. The documents state that at times, radiation levels in some places got close to the point that would have prompted an evacuation, but not quite. Los Alamos National Labs historian Alan Carr disputes any suggestion the Manhattan Project experts knew the test would cause lasting harmful consequences.
The understanding of long-term chronic illnesses and things like that was still very new. Fallout was something that did not exist at that point in time. And so they had to make guesses on, you know, well, what's a dangerous dose? And that dangerous dose has changed significantly over the years. It's much different now than it was at Trinity. But they did put a lot of effort into that.
But Greg Mello, a former environmental inspector who founded the nuclear watchdog Los Alamos Study Group, says there was enough information available to have avoided some of the damage if that had been a priority.
Everyone knew that there would be a lot of fallout. and they knew it'd be really dangerous. They knew that people would die horrible deaths. They knew a surprising amount about radiation poisoning and the toxicity of fission products by that point.
A decade ago, Mayor Cordova's niece Tina, along with other residents, founded a group called the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium to try to gather data and political momentum. In her kitchen in Albuquerque, Cordova flips through huge stacks of health surveys sent in voluntarily by current and former residents.
This person was diagnosed with lung cancer, and then bone and joint cancer, and then brain cancer. One person.
The Downwinders want recognition and financial compensation from the government, as victims in other states have received under the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act of 1990. Beyond workers at Los Alamos National Labs, those in the uranium mines, and in the military, New Mexicans have received nothing. Senator Udall is among a handful of political leaders trying to get that changed. 7 times he's put forward an amendment, so far to no avail. But Tina Cordova, herself a cancer survivor with many affected relatives, says she has to believe that will soon change.
There will come a day when they can no longer deny what they did. In their haste to create this bomb, they will no longer be able to deny what they did, that they damaged American citizens in the process, and there will come a day when they will finally extend the compensation to the people of New Mexico. That day will come.
That day will be too late for many Tularosa residents, like the family of Edna Hinkle, which has been devastated by cancer.
You know, they just keep dying off, and then my sister got it, and it's like the end of the world, and then I got it.
Edna's daughter recently said it's not a matter of whether they will get cancer, just when.
Some people have said that it was like guinea pigs. And I said, no, guinea pigs, they go back and check the results of their test.
But Edna Hinkle says, sadly, no one has ever come back to check on them. Terry Schultz, DW, Tularosa, New Mexico.